Hi guys, so I decided to answer my AMA. Here are all your questions answered, hopefully. Maybe I'll skip some, who knows? We'll see. Okay. So when and how did you lose your virginity? Right on then! Sweet. I lost my virginity when I was 15 to my boyfriend. In his bedroom. It's not very dramatic. It was fine. It hurt. I don't know what else to say. favorite sexual position. Okay, so I'm not sure if this is what it's called. Is it called prone bone? Prone bone. Yeah. I like that. And I also like, I don't get people who hate on, like, missionary and stuff like that. Because, you know, you have full access to, like, your face. He can, like, slap you or kiss you or choke you or a lot of things. And, like, your arms can reach down there, or he can pin them, or he can tug on your hair, and you can tug on his hair, and blah, 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 blah. I don't know. I like it. Why are Norwegians just knock-off Finns? I'm not gonna answer that one. I'm not gonna answer it. Okay. Are you a fan of licorice? And if so, what type? I'm not sure if this is a Scandinavian thing. I read somewhere that this is a Scandinavian thing. I'm not that into, like, sweet licorice. But salty licorice. Like, sometimes I'll really, really crave that. It's really good. And it has to be, like, chewy and not, like, hard. Yeah, okay. The closest object to your left is now your superpower. What is it and how will you use it to benefit mankind? I guess that would be my phone. And how will I use it to benefit mankind? I don't know. Shit. Oh my god, this is so hard. Why is this so hard? I don't know, I would maybe just, like, destroy all phones and hope that, I don't know, would the world become a better place without phones? Maybe not. I'm not planning on going deep in this AMA, so I'm sorry if this is, like, too vague. Okay. What is an audio you would love to make, assuming no issues with privacy, editing, time, and so on? Maybe a little rougher one, where I could, like, actually not be afraid that anyone would hear me and think that I was, like, getting murdered. That would be cool. That would be really cool. For those uninitiated, is that how you pronounce it? Shit. In what ways does Norway differ from other Scandinavian countries that you are aware of? Okay, so I think, I actually read this, like, as soon as it came in, and I've been, like, pondering it, because, I mean, the countries are quite similar. We're all from Nordic countries. The culture is very similar, but I guess, first of all, I think that Norwegians are better at understanding other Scandinavian languages, because, like, we've both been under Denmark and Sweden, and we import a lot of Danish and Swedish culture. So that is one thing. And another thing that I think is special for me is that I live far north. I live above the polar circle. And, I mean, only country, like, the only Nordic country, aside from, like, Iceland, which is kind of far away, would be, I don't know, like, Finland. So I feel like that's, compared to at least a lot of Sweden and Denmark, that's quite, what is it called? Well, yeah, they don't know how that is. And, yeah, it's quite, and I feel like, just from Oslo to where I live and come from, the cultural differences are quite big. At least when you're familiar with it, when you look closer. So, yeah, I hope that wasn't too rambly or... I'm not very good at this. Jeez. Okay. If you could go back to... Or no. If you could go to any time period, past or present, and bring back one thing, when would you go and what would you bring back? What? I don't know. What would I bring back? I guess, like, maybe I would go to the present and, like, bring back... Maybe if portals are invented, I would bring back portals and, like, use them to visit internet friends. Is that lame? That's very selfish, but I think that's, like, my immediate thought. Okay. How did you come up with your username? Well, I am a very inventive person, and yeah, so I figured that I wanted to be anonymous, and my name is Ellen, so I just put them together, and that's how you do anonymous. You use your first name. Good job, me. What's your favorite word in the region? Oh, that's so hard. I have no idea. I really can't say. I don't know. There's a lot of words I like. Especially compared to English. If, like... Yeah. I don't know. I like the Norwegian language. It's, like, super easy to describe things and phenomenons. Is that how you pronounce it? Phenomenons. Well, okay. Yeah. I'm not even going to bother to edit this because I'm at home and I'm writing my home exam. And I'm kind of busy, so I'm just, like, trying to squeeze this in. So this will be, like, completely raw. So I'm sorry if I'm not making any sense. Yeah. But, yeah, we can, like, just put words together, and it's kind of hard to explain, I guess, when you're not a native tongue, but... Okay, sorry. What's your favorite kind of audio to make? Honestly, I really just, like, completely selfish. It would be just, like, ramble faps, because that's just, like, me rolling around in bed and doing the dirty and just kind of speaking what's on my mind, what I'm craving, and stuff like that. And I also really like hearing that from other people as well. Mm-hmm. Okay. What GWA tags do you like the most, and which do you wish there were more of? Okay, so I mostly listen to rape audios. And I really wish that there were more gaslighting. Because, I don't know, that's hot. Do you like to have music playing in the background while you get it on? Do you prefer relative silence during sexy times? I've never actually, like, had sex, I think, with music. Or, like, I've never put on music and... for sex. I guess that I kind of space out too much to pay attention to the music, unless it's, like, really out of place. So I don't think that it would, like, I think it would be fun to do, but I don't think it would elevate anything, if that makes sense. Do you fap to audios, or do you just listen to them for purely intellectual purposes? I rarely fap to them, but I listen to the ones that I know, I lost my train of thought, someone messaged me. I rarely fap to them, but I listen to people that I know, that I like. And sometimes it will turn me on so that I will fap, but usually I don't know. I really like listening to a lot of them, but I don't know. I guess I get a little too focused. Usually, yeah, okay, I'm not gonna go in on that. I don't fap a lot to audios. Have you ever had a sexual partner write things on your skin? And was it Harry Potter fiction? No, I've never had someone write on me. And it certainly wasn't Harry Potter fan fiction. But I have written things on myself with a lipstick. What fictional character possesses the most qualities that you look for in a romantic partner? This is so hard. What's, like, a good fictional character that's, like, caring and nice and... I don't know. I just watch shit with, like, traumatized and broken people. That's hard. Maybe I would, like... Yeah, you know what? Bonnie from Vampire Diaries... I binge watched that for like a year ago or something, and out of all the characters, she has like her shit together, and I would like date her. What's your favorite book? What's your favorite thing about it? Would you consider turning a copy of that book into a Horcrux and let it loose on the world, where anyone who would read it would have their minds trapped in some kind of endless sexual fantasy based on the book, while your Horcrux takes over their body and carries out naughty Annenfeld schemes? my favorite book is actually by a Norwegian author called Gert Nygårdshaug. And it's called the Mino Trilogy. And it's basically, what is it called in English? It's like a crime, it's like, shit. It's basically about a boy who is from the Amazons or something, like the rainforest, and he turns into a terrorist and takes down like lots of a huge like construction companies and like companies that cut down the forest. It's super, super good. It's so good. The language is amazing. Like the pictures it paints, it's just like it's so good, and the characters are so like you just fall in love with them. And the concept is really cool as well. Yeah. And I would not turn it into a Horcrux because I would want people to read it and fall in love with it in the same way that I did. I don't want it to, like, fuck them up. That would kind of, I don't know, like, not be a good thing if you wanted to share a book that you love. Okay, you've entered into a monogamous relationship with a guy who is sweet, charming, funny, responsible, and incredibly good-looking. However, due to an unusual psychological hang-up, he absolutely refuses to have regular penetrative sex and will only pleasure you with his fingers and mouth. do you think you could stay together with a guy like this? I don't know. I think it's kind of, it's very, like, it's not something that will happen to me anytime soon. It's kind of hard to place myself in that situation. And it's kind of hard, like, I have to imagine that I have feelings for a fake character. And I don't know, if you love someone, you will be able to put up with a lot of different things, is my experience. What is your favorite position? I already answered that. If you could be any kind of sexual, supernatural creature, what kind would you be? I would, like, want to be something that would not, like, I've seen the examples here, vampires, succubus, multi-tentacles, Lovecraftian horror. I would want to be something that's not, like, limited, like, a vampire can go out in the sun and stuff. I guess if you were, I don't know, if you had, like, one of those rings from Vampire Diaries, it would be cool. But I would want to be something that was not, like, a werewolf would have issues with a full moon. And I don't know if succubuses, like, actually have to have sex with everyone, or, like, if that's what they feed on. I don't know, but I'm not sure. Ooh, I know, I take a lot of baths, so I think I would be a mermaid. And just, like, abandon the land world and just, bye, bitch, go swim in the ocean and be a beautiful mermaid. Okay. Despite being too old for Hogwarts, you've discovered that you now have magic. However, your wand's core is made from the unspeakably fabulous Harry Styles-esque hair of an incubus and only works for blatantly sexy purposes. How will you use your powers to bring about world peace? I don't know, like, maybe just, like, put a spell on all the incels and all the sexually frustrated people, and I think a lot of things would calm down, like, a lot, if we did that. Because I think a lot of people, I think there's a lot of incels around in the world that doesn't know or identify themselves as incels, but they, like, they carry that sort of attitude, and yeah, you get what I mean? Mm-hmm. Okay. If you could make any work of fiction real, what fictional world would you bring to life for sexy times? This is so hard. What would I'm trying to, like, look into my bookshelf to see if there's something that would make sense to. There's not really. Crap. I don't know. Somewhere with, like, a lot of pretty flowers and, like, I don't know, like, a fairyland-esque place, just, like, super pretty and relaxing and just, like, somewhere, I don't know, I would probably not have sex there. I would just, like, go there to, like, nap or something. Crap, I'm not very good at this. Okay. So the next person asks, if you were in a black metal band, what instrument would you want to play and what would your name be? I think I would play the drums, and my name would be Nordic Battle Babe, I think. Axe or sword? Axe. I'm not gonna say this. How much wood could a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood? Okay. I'm just doing it once, sorry. And I'm not gonna spell out I cup. Do you subscribe to the Keynesian or monetarism school of macroeconomics? Can you tell? Like, I could barely pronounce that, so please stop. Do you believe Anna Solberg's accusations of Russian interference are true, or just so much hype to stir up the electorate. I'm not even going to discuss politics, especially not Norwegian politics. Sorry. Vanilla or chocolate? Chocolate. I'm not too fond of vanilla. What's your favorite color? My favorite color is probably black. And if you don't think that black is a color, fuck you. Okay, I'm joking. If you don't think black is a color, maybe like olive green or forest green or like a really dark blue. Like marine blue. Yeah, something like that. I feel like I have to burp. Sorry. Well, which mythical creature would you most like to be? Yeah, just said so. A mermaid. And which mythical creature would you most like as a pet? I would like something that would actually like comfort me. Like, I don't know. My dog died last summer, so I just really want a dog. So maybe I would just like wish for really, really like a big wolf, a big talking wolf. That would be cool. And like just like snuggle them all the time. I'm getting out of breath. How long is this now? 21. Okay, I can do this. If you could have any superpower, what would it be and why? I think I would like to, I don't know, be able to like jump. I don't know, maybe create my own portals. Just like, I don't know, I would never have to drive anywhere. I could just like go wherever on the planet that I wanted. I could go, I would never have to buy another plane ticket. I could just like visit anyone I wanted and go to all these amazing places that you see on Facebook. Yeah, I think I would like that. Do you like staying in or going out, or a bit of both? Maybe a bit of both, but like maybe like 60% staying in and 40% going out. I don't go out that often. I don't know. Alcohol makes me really sleepy, and I really like going to bed early. Yeah. Because I'm like 80 years. Apparently. Like, mentally. Do you believe money is the root of all evil or something else? God knows. I don't know. I think that if we took away money, something would replace it. So, like, it's not maybe money in itself. Like, if people weren't greedy, money wouldn't be an issue. So, there's something beneath the money, if that makes sense. That's confusing. Sorry. What's the best flavor of ice cream? I don't know. I really like sorbets. And I also, I like ice cream with like cookie dough and like caramel and pecan nuts and stuff like that. Can you sing us a song in Norwegian? No, I'm not gonna do that here. Maybe I'll post something sometime. Who knows? I'm not gonna sing here. Sorry. What is your favorite thing about this time of year? My favorite thing is just like watching everything turn green and like watch the different flowers pop up. The birds, the way the air smells, and just like everyone just, it's also maybe something that's, it can be a bit frustrating and a bit depressing at the same time, but everyone is just like, I don't know, everyone gets very excited. I feel like it's the end of the semester, and a lot of people prepare for changes. They finish up chapters of their lives, and that can be both good and bad. Yeah. What is your favorite sound to make? I don't know. I don't know. I'm assuming you're trying to, like, hint that I'm whining, but I'm not. Yeah. Describe your first orgasm that left you saying, I want more of this. Okay, so I have always been able to come, or not always, but like the last 5 years probably, I've been able to come from like vaginal stimulation, like penetration stuff. But I think it was like maybe 3 months ago, I started actually being able to have orgasms from stimulating my clitoris, which is like, wow, it's so different. It feels really different. And yeah, that was quite addictive. And so much easier, so much less mess and stuff like that. Like, that can be great sometimes, but also if you just like wanna not have to do a massive cleanup, that's great as well. When did you first realize that your voice was capable of bringing even more men to orgasm than your pussy could ever dream of pleasing? I don't know. I've always found my voice quite annoying, to be honest. I think a lot of people feel that way, but I don't know. Maybe it's not even annoying, but I can't, like, understand what people find appealing or sexy about it. But maybe it's what comes out of my mouth, I guess, and not necessarily the sound of it. Who knows? But it's pretty cool. It's pretty cool. Just a rough average on the number of orgasms you enjoy a week. Oh god. Maybe. I don't know. Like, it varies so much. Like, if I'm having a really, really, like, a really horny period, it could be like, I don't know, like at least twice a day. But sometimes I don't have the time, like sometimes I don't have the time or the opportunity really. So it really varies, but maybe like around 14 if I'm having a good period. And yeah. Sorry, it's hard. Okay. If a partner tied you up and forced you to listen to your own audios, would that be A, arousing, B, humiliating, C, disgusting, D, intolerable, E, nothing special by itself, but a confirmation that you love, that you turn him / her on? And a lot of other things. Okay, I'm just gonna say that I think it would be humiliating in possibly an arousing way. Cause I'm about that degradation, yo. And no, I don't think that's happened. No. What is your favorite song lyric? If it's in Norwegian, please translate after you sing it. I'm sorry. That's not gonna happen. Firstly, mostly because it's an impossible question. I listen to a lot of different music, and I have some favorite artists and bands, but wow, yeah, that's an impossible. Like, different lyrics resonates with me during different times, and sometimes they're just like really simple, not necessarily like geniusly well put together, if that makes sense. So I'm sorry, but that's an impossible question. What do you enjoy best about making audios? Honestly, it's a really big like confidence boost. It's really nice to have someone appreciate. I don't know, like, just I guess appreciate my voice. Yeah. It's been a really interesting experience, to say the least. And also, I've made so many new friends, and I love that. That's like the best of it all. What question was not asked on this AMA that you wish someone had asked you? I actually wish someone would ask me more about music, because, I don't know, like, songs I listen to when I'm angry or happy, or I don't know, a song that makes me feel something. I don't know, I like those kind of questions, and I'm really into music, so yeah. If you had to murder someone, which fjord would you throw them off of? I don't know. I think I would probably not throw them off a fjord, because they would just, like, wash up somewhere. I think I would just, like, take them up somewhere in the mountains where no one would find them. Or I guess that would be really hard as well. Who would, like, be able to carry a body for that long? I would probably just, like, use some sort of acid to break down all the tissue, stuff like that. Yeah. Shield Maiden or Val, I don't know how you say that in English. Valkyrie? I don't know. Valkyria in Norwegian. I don't know. I don't know. Maybe the last? Why do you hate snow so much? I don't hate snow. It's just that it stays too long. And, like, snow in itself is wonderful. It's white and it's, your footsteps get all muffled and it looks pretty in the trees. And it's really nice. But when you're, like, in the beginning of May and there is, like, black and, like, gray dirty snow lying around and it just gets wet and ugly and it's, ugh, that's not good. I just wish it would disappear faster. What's the most ridiculous / interesting thing you did on your fading? I don't think I did anything. Like, I don't know. I've always been a very calm and I think maybe a little careful. I've never been like a crazy party person who, like, I don't know. I think I was a pretty reasonable teenager. And I had an exam that other people didn't have and I really wanted to pass it, which I didn't, but things worked out anyways. But yeah, maybe I regret it a bit, but at the same time not, because, like, I don't know. It's not like the last party you'll ever be to. Go to. I'm tired. I'm sorry.
Yeah. Okay.
If you could remove one accent from the face of this earth, which would you choose and why?
Honestly, I think, like, most accents are pretty cool. But one accent that really gets on my nerves, and I'm kind of, like, throwing stones in a glass house here. But I really, like, hate the, like, stereotypical Norwegian accent. I think that I don't have it myself, because I'm from the north, so my dialect makes my accent a little different. But, like, the one they speak, for example, Jens Stoltenberg, which was, like, he's the leader of NATO now, but he was our prime minister before, and just, like, I don't know, it just really gets on my nerves. Yeah. Axe or sword? Axe, of course, again. Least favorite color to see in a scarf? Like neon pink or green or like some, like, really sharp colors. I don't like that. In a hat. Same in a hat. And in my salads, I do not like seeing... I'm not a fan of, like, bell peppers. So, like, red would make me wary. I like tomatoes, so that's cool. But bell peppers, I mean, I like them. I can eat them. But I'm not, I don't know, I don't want them in my salads. Yeah, I don't want them in my salads. What's the most disgusting thing drunk Erlin has done? Oh god, I puked in a lot of places I shouldn't have puked. I puked in a taxi once, and that was gross. And I puked in my friend's little sister's bed, and we were all so drunk. And I think they just, like, flipped the mattress. Like, they cleaned it off and flipped the mattress and just... She never found out, I hope. I don't know. I just don't want to think about it, honestly. Fuck. Yeah. And Blondie asks, what would you do to me if we met IRL? When are we going to make that happen? Oh god. I would probably give you a really big hug. Yeah. Why are you so sexy and cute and fuckable? What is your secret? Like, do you work out a lot? What's your diet? Oh my god. Don't ask me that. That's funny. I don't know what to answer this. It makes me awkward. I'm sorry. I eat really poorly. Okay, I don't eat poorly, but... I eat really good, like, dinner food, and I eat a lot of fish and a lot of veggies and shit, but I could probably deal with less sweets and less coffee. Yeah, a lot of things. Jesus. What are some of your goals or bucket list items this year? I don't know. God. What have I put down as a goal? I do this, like, I do put down goals in the beginning of the year, and I think it is worrisome that I can't remember any of them. I think one of them was read more books, which I will be doing, because I'm taking some, like, a modern literary courses the next semester, and I'm also planning on reading a bit when I go on vacation, which is in 3 weeks, so yay. Kind of boring, honestly, but whatever. What's something you've never told someone? I don't know, that's really hard. I'm not gonna answer that one, because I would obviously not tell the entire internet if I haven't told anyone about it yet. What's a Reddit goal you have? I honestly don't have any Reddit goals. I'm just here to have fun. And I don't know. I hope that I'm just, like... My goal is to be respectful and a kind and just like being a good presence in this community and not contributing to drama or people getting hurt or upset, stuff like that. I just want to be like civil and have fun and make friends, and yeah, that's kind of lame, but and the last question, which is a hard no, I'm really sorry, but it is a, it just is a no. The question is, could you do a, I don't even know how to like pronounce this, what does it even stand for? I had to Google this. Oh, right. I never knew that. I knew. Yeah, okay. So the person asked, could you do a jerk off instruction in Norwegian? And no, I will not. I'm sorry, but I just can't do that. Okay, so I finished this AMA. I'm so tired. I'm sorry that I'm just like, I feel like my energy level just like fell through this entire thing, but I'm honestly really tired and I didn't know when else I was going to have the time to do this, and I even tried having your energy drink and it's just making me more asleep, I think. But I am done, and now you have your answers to your questions, at least most of them. Yay! Okay, bye-bye!